Maybe we should. Well, I won't be so elaborate. Because time is also there. First of all, Hare Krishna. This is the first day of our retreat. And it's also the day where we settle into the retreat idea. And I really thought His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj made a few very, very important points. I remember how he quoted Srila Prabhupada as saying that the japa, or the chanting of the holy name, is our means of success. And I think all of us who have seen the early ISKCON art remember that picture he was referring to, where this devotee was with was it a bebek or was it beads? Just beads. You know, flying out of the material world through the sky towards Goloka Vrindavan. Yeah, this is really the means to reach our relationship. I just go through my notes, and he encouraged us to practice surrender to the holy name by saying that we should accept what is favorable for the practice and also give up the unfavorable roadblocks. And he did also mention a lot on struggle, that Krishna may smile as you sweat. There's something else going on, in other words, that while you endeavor, Krishna has his mercy just here on a pile ready to give it to you, his pile of naam kripa. And he said something which we discussed in our little late evening prasadam group yesterday, this idea of being in a group and practicing in a group, and even surrendering to norms which the group set, like being on time and participating in the activities. And two of us in our discussion group expressed that sometimes they feel it's important to be an individual, a lonely wolf of sorts, to tread your spiritual path with authenticity. Maharaj encouraged us that when we speak here of surrendering to the group, we actually speak of something which is very helpful. We speak of getting and sharing from the group the energy. I think you might remember when there are wild geese flowing or flying in formation. And then the fact that they have this formation helps for them to master the wind resistance. You know, when you're in a formation and there's someone else before you flapping with his wings, he takes a lot of that, Luftwiderstand, this resistance of the air, away from you. Also, what is good in flying in formation is you get a lot of encouragement from others. Like the geese, the wild geese, when they fly, they always go quack, 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 quack. So when you hear behind you another person, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, it sends the encouragement endorphins through your blood system, and you, yes, I can do it. You will be a little better, so it will be easier. So this is Maharaj's contribution to us this morning. I have also brought a few treasures to the table, so to say, to share with you a pizza and a cherry cake and how do you call it in America? Cream cheesecake. Some realizations which I want to share with you this morning. I will be very practical. We heard a very traditional and very nice, encouraging lecture given in a traditional way. I will just give you a few tools because of the time. My subject matter is chanting with taste and more specific, awakening the taste in the chanting of the holy name. And my first point is really bridging the gap. See, in our spiritual life, there's often a gap between our beliefs, what we hold true for us, and our actual experience of it. Like when you hear devotees preaching to outsiders, they will usually say something like, Krishna consciousness is the highest bliss. And then when you look at them in their private time, they don't always look entirely blissful throughout the 24 hours of the day. This is a problem. The gap between what we have learned and the gap between what we actually perceive, what we feel, what lets our heart beat. The gap between the theory and the practice. Very often it is this gap which, when it's not closed, creates almost traumatic troubles in our spiritual life. Because this gap between what we have heard and what we believe is true and our actual experience tends to be filled with something which is very dangerous. You know, there are no vacuums in the universe, so there are no gaps also in life. What fills this gap is the bitter and poisonous water of doubt, frustration, and resignation. And it is this poison, this water, which can erode our spiritual life, and which can, in some ways, cause failure and after some time stagnation in spiritual life. So this gap between what we wish to be and what we are, this is a different way of saying it, can only be overcome by practice. And the practice is a practice which requires, how do we say, taste, the taste of experience. Now I'm a little concerned, one of my participants is experiencing some problem. Pranadan, do we need to do something or care? We are okay. No, no, not at all. I'm just thinking of someone is passing out from ecstasy. so good. It's under care. Fine. So, yes, this bridging the gap can be done by practice, but not just any practice. This must be practice with taste. Jiva Goswami distinguishes between two types of chanting. One is just chanting, somehow or other, get it done. You know what you do when you just do chanting. I think Yagya Purusha Prabhu will voice this as courtesy chanting. That's one thing. And the other, which Jiva Goswami says, the other way of chanting is to chant with affection. And I think we all know, when we chant, you know, with affection, with just doing it, it sounds something like, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And when we chant with affection on the other way, it seems to be more fluent. It sounds something like, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, oh Krishna, it's so good. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. You know, we are really flowing with it. We are going with it. The other is like an uphill struggle. And the chanting with affection is like just, yes, I'm coming. And you are coming. Yes, I'm coming. It's maybe in the background. The experience is you are coming into my life. So this is very great difference. It's the difference almost like between theory and experience. It's like the difference between you could say our beliefs, what we have heard, what has intellectually convinced us at a certain time when we were young and naive, and our actually feeling it and getting it, as we say in colloquial American slang language. Got it! You know, this closing the gap is really what we are here to do. It's important. And the main, our attempts to do retreats, we had many ideas to do retreats, and there are many ways of doing retreats. But we found out over the years that japa retreats are the best ways to help a person close the gap in his own or her own life. Because in japa retreats, my dear devotees, we deal with the most important force which can close the gap. We deal with things like Krishna, who is not different from his holy name. We deal with things like extraordinary mercy, Nam Kripa. We deal with the perennial issues of the spiritual journey, that is crossing over one's conditioning to enter the space of experience, you know, that we do every morning, every day when we do the holy name. It's so absolutely, here comes another American word, right on. So therefore, it's important. Now, closing the gap, and making an experience, I would like to introduce a very important word into your vocabulary, into your japa vocabulary. It's called alignment. When I first heard it, I needed to go to my Oxford Dictionary to find out what it means. Someone told me, Sachinanda Swami, you are totally out of alignment. It really didn't say anything to me, but I had been in a lecture of emphatic communication and how to do things nicely with communication, and I said with a smiling face, Prabhu, I value your contribution to my life. And then I said, my God, I have to find out what is alignment, is it something good which I do when I'm out of alignment, or maybe alignment is another word for Maya, I thought, or alignment, I thought, well, maybe it's something bad which I do. Let me find out what is this word alignment. According to my little research, I mean, your mother tongue is the English tongue, and you're much more learned in this. Alignment means to bring things together, but that's what I got. But Brahmatirtha Prabhu, you are very intelligent. You are doing counseling. How would you describe the word alignment? What does it say? Yeah.
That would mean that what you're saying and what you're doing don't line up to the
I'm not in agreement.
In agreement between actions, body language. Like, for example, if somebody is saying one thing but their body language is saying something else, that's the out of alignment. But I'm not sure if that's the context.
Thank you very, very much for this contribution. So let us record this for the MP3 listening posterity. Our counseling expert and wonderful devotee, Brahmatirtha Prabhu, has described being out of alignment when you have something inside of you, but your body language betrays you as not being your inside, and your outside is not the same, in other words. Yeah. You are very tuned into the reality. I was sitting there in my life, chanting japa, but my mind was somewhere else. It was not aligned. It was not together. And it is, when you're 2 hours a day, I'm assuming we chant 16 rounds, out of alignment, where your inside is different from your outside. This is called the beginning of a sincere case of schizophrenia. Yeah. It's troublesome. It's the gap of which we were talking. In the Japa retreat, we learn to close the gap and to end schizophrenia. I'm sorry, I'm from Germany, and Germans just can't express themselves in a more polite way. It just doesn't work. It's something in that arrogant gene of a German which makes him always be happy, even if heavy, even if he wishes to talk about spiritual subjects. Please, please forgive me when you will hear some more shocking words from me, because I can't transform so easily, but I'm giving my best. Here in the Japa retreat, and maybe I can now, I'm tempted here, this is a recording device. Can I have the microphone again? I need to go to the board. In the Japa retreat, we will talk about total alignment of what we got, what we have. No, this is connected. It's aligned to me. Yes. No, it's all right. I'm not talking about alignment. This is the point. We can bring to our japa three things which we have. The body, the mind, and the realm of the heart. I call it and here I mean not thoughts, I mean feelings. When all this is aligned, you are there in what you do and you will get results. For instance, in eating, when you eat, when you put the nourishing food into your mind, into your body, and with your mind you have pleasant thoughts, maybe you sit with a near and dear one, or you hear good soothing bhajan music, or have a nice environment. In European culture, we would put a candle when we eat. And then you have grateful feelings. You will be aligned. You will be there. I will give an example which will make some of you blush. It's intended. In intimacy and romance, when all this is there, then it is, can be an uplifting experience for those who are in the Grihastha ashram, which generates a wonderful child. Nowadays, people only have the body in this activity. The mind is with another partner, and the feelings anyways, just lusty, and so on. And they wonder why everything goes so wrong in their lives and why they need counseling and therapy every 50 centimeters in their life. It's a modern example. So many, many, we could give other examples. When you are in a lecture, your body is there. If you sleep during the lecture, body is really is not so good. If you sit upright, it is easier for you. If your minds are with the thoughts, and when you allow your heart to open to these things, like I think when our Giriraj Maharaj said to us, it's personal, and then he repeated, did you notice? It's personal. And some of us had opened our hearts and we felt, wow, it's personal. I can feel it. Isn't it? This is when you are aligned to something, when you're not aligned to, when your mind is somewhere else, what will you get out of a lecture? It will be an exquisite torture for you. You will think, I like to eat now. What is this listening? And my body aches and all. Whenever things are not coming together, my dear devotees, especially when it does not come together in our most important practice, being in a relationship, being personal with Krishna, being in some ways intimate with Krishna in a spiritual spiritual understanding of being there. Oh, if it is not coming together, the gap will not become closer. It will do what? it will widen more, more, more. When you chant, you're dealing with Krishna. And when you deal with Krishna, you have to bring yourself to Krishna. Body, mind, and heart. Our retreat is a little bit like an Indian temple. The Indian temples used to be walled in. I'm thinking of a temple like Sri Ranga. Is it called Sri Ranga or Sri Ranganath? Huh? Anyone was in the temple or knows about this temple? There are several vaults and you go through them by going through gopurams. And you're coming closer. Then comes another wall, another gopuram. Then comes another. And comes. It's called in German language Sancto Sanctorum. That's actually Latin. The inside. So in our Japa retreat, we have formed this idea that we bring our body and we pass, if you so want, through the body. That is, we align our body. Do I sit properly? You know, aligned. We will hear this afternoon some words from Baladev Vidyabhushana about sitting properly. You might have remembered how Prabhupada said, sit properly. And you will hear from the Vedanta Sutra. I'm so glad that finally we found it. The quotations which say, if you don't sit properly, you can't pray and you can't meditate. And we will reason why this is so and why this sit properly, which everyone knows from the Japa tape, is really meant the way Prabhupada said it. Body, aligned body. A body to align body means to bring yourself to Japa. Sit down, mister. And then the next is mind. How do you concentrate your mind on the practice? How do you bring your mind to the holy name? And then comes feelings, your heart. How do you really feel that this is a prayerful activity? Boy, my God, is this emotional. Prayer means, my dear Lord, ayinannatanuya, please pick me up. This is something of the heart. And if you go through these three things, body, mind, and heart, you come before a door, the door of the temple of the holy name. It's where the divine couple are standing. And this is a door which never ever opens by your handling. On this door to the temple of the holy name, there is only one handle, and that handle is in the inside. Radha and Krishna have to open it. So you can just patiently sit here or bring yourself here. You can try to bring your body, your mind, and your heart there and sit here and then wait for the mercy of the holy name to come and reveal themselves. I do know, when I visited Sri Ranganath, we passed through the gates of the temple and finally we came before the altar. And it was early in the morning and they played a veena. There was a veena artist who played in order to wake Lord Ranganath. But the altar wouldn't open. And I asked one of the person, why is it so late? And he said, well, most probably Ranganath has eaten so much yesterday in the evening. He needs a little extra rest. But we will do something. And then the next thing which happened is I saw a big elephant next to me, and the elephant went like with his trunk. The wake up call. Really loud. And then after some time, we heard some bells inside and the door opened from the inside and we could have darshan. So we had to be patient sitting here. My dear devotees, you are devotees who are very capable. But after you have done everything what is taught here in the Japa retreat, you will be requested to sit down and wait for the door to open. It will open. It will open. This is I'm looking at the clock. Obviously, I have much more to say. If you want to know how much, it's this much. But I want to end here because time is also here. And summarize a little bit what we were talking about. We talked about a gap, a dangerous gap in the life of a spiritual practitioner. And we taught about how to overcome this gap the word alignment, putting things together, body, mind, and heart. We gave an analogy and a picture of visiting a sacred space in which revelation can take place. That's what we will teach you in the seminar from our side. I will have a session that this whole day is arranged, that the contributions of Yagya Purusha Prabhu and others who contribute, I don't have the exact schedule in my head at this moment, but we will all work on the foundations for good japa. We call it like this. So this is what I wanted, what we have time to say now. I thank you very much for your attention. Hare Krishna.